passions of a child raw, untempered, great shouts of joy and fear, loud cries of orgasmic delight, and wailing, gnashing of teeth, despair, the extremes of any emotion, but he also weeps in the ultra sophistication, the most sophisticated, urbane, sensitive, grown up human as well. So the journal staggers from childhood to adult and back again, back and forth, each side breaking into the other. And he also moves from farewells and laments for the past, and then to the end of the future. And finally he moves from western forms to eastern, from the great heaving cliches of romanticism and classicism to Chinese end forms. So in this he moves from great surges where what he expresses is filled to the brim with pumped up life and all its eager passions, and zest to a nitrous emptying where the desires of life are conquered and acceptance comes. He staggers back and forth with these all scumbled together in a maximized embalming tide of coded language. She could smell the formalin injected arterial cavities of drone subjects, histories of Lovecraftian sinister webs where Baudelaire described as Heliogabalus, as Herbert West creeps around the arenas of insane architectures of the future near the Hanwell Idyll in its madhouse, carting visions of apocalyptic heart of darkness-style genocidal wars breaking out all over Africa like a viral infection that will infect everywhere. Drawn is writing about this third war, the strangest world war ever, a hidden, denied, yet full frontal event published everywhere between megalomaniacal sports events and scaled-up lavish celebrity porn cultures. So this triage world war sport and celebrity porn wipe out all other psychodramas to create a necklace of modern day sarnets across the digitized code. Lizard gods bow from north and hidden continually destroy sarnets within the blink of an eye to create the lost repeating news carried further than breed chicks in playtime. Recalling the lost city of Aaron with its lofty pillars would still be seen despite its destruction.